The Obama administration is appealing a federal court's decision to lift age limits for the morning after pill, also known as Plan B. Emily Mathieu explains the impact this could have in South Los Angeles.
For Stephen Colbert, this story is just the butt of another joke.
I work for Viacom, and two of the company's biggest cash cows are Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant. Plan B could obliterate these treasured franchises.
But the issue of age limits for the morning after pill has polarized groups across the country. The California State Board of Pharmacy requires people to be 17 years or older to buy the pill. In a community like South Los Angeles, the morning after pill could reduce the high teenage pregnancy rates. Dr. Daniel Michel is a professor at USC who has done extensive research on contraception and the morning after pill.
Drops the pregnancy rate after a single act of intercourse around the mid-cycle from 6% to 1.5%.
South LA has one of the highest teen pregnancy rates in the country. According to the LA County Public Health Department's latest estimates, there are about 59 births for every 1,000 teenage girls.
A lot of these young women, 15 to 17, they don't have driver's license and they don't have proof of age. All these barriers should be taken away.
Elizabeth Gay is a senior associate for the Reproductive Health Technologies Project and opposes President Obama's appeal.
Emergency contraception is safe. There are barely any side effects. It's safer than children's Tylenol.
Her organization is a national nonprofit that advises women and advocates for the accessibility to resources like the morning after pill. Sister Paula Vandegar is a social worker for International Life Services, which promotes Christian values and counsels pregnant women. Her organization is in favor of Obama's appeal.
This is very bad policy to allow very young teens to be covering up the sex, having sex without their parents or anyone knowing about it. And I think women are going to get further hurt in this kind of thing.
The Obama administration's decision to appeal the ruling was in line with the position he took during his reelection campaign. Despite opposition from a lot of his Democratic base, he says he doesn't believe that young teens should have unlimited access to emergency contraceptives. Emily Mathieu, Annenberg Radio News.